Hi, I'm Aidan, and this is AOR Languages. I'm presenting another experimental lesson where I've transferred a lesson I've actually taught into audio format, and I'm presenting it in a podcast video on my YouTube channel. I recorded this video unscripted, and so for the ums and ohs, entschuldige ich mich, my apologies. And please consult the accompanying information sheet available to my students. We did a lesson yesterday with a couple of classes on the subject of studies. Studium, Fragen und Antworten, that's the name I've given to it. I was a little bit dissatisfied with the dialogue that we used from the book. That was an audio dialogue with transcript. So I've decided to use one of my own interviews that I did a few years ago, which I've used in various courses and classes. And this is an interview with Annika. And we're going to ask some questions. Well, we'll start off with the questions, just to focus our minds a little bit. Was studierst du? Wo studierst du? Wie lange dauert der Kurs? Was musst du machen? Welchen Abschluss hast du, wenn du fertig bist? And now we will start the recording, but I can't find it. Oh, here it is. And if you have the information sheet, you may want to look away from the transcript just to practice your listening.
Ich studiere Psychologie an der Universität Manchester. Ich studiere klinische Psychologie als Master. Das dauert insgesamt ein Jahr lang. Und ich muss noch 6 Monate lang studieren. Ich gehe zu recht wenigen Vorlesungen, aber ich muss sehr viel selber lesen, sehr viele Hausarbeiten schreiben und eine Masterarbeit schreiben. Wenn ich fertig bin, habe ich einen Masterabschluss in der klinischen Psychologie.
So you won't have understood everything, but you got the general idea. So we could say Annika spricht über ihr Studium. Now I'm going to study the phrases, the words and vocabulary following my 6-point checklist. Ich studiere Psychologie an der Universität Manchester. Psychologie. That's an important pronunciation point. Psychologie, the Y is pronounced like a U umlaut, an der Universität. So try and remember the small words like an and der. It's an der Universität, at the university. An der Universität Manchester, pronunciation et, don't forget the umlaut. Ich studiere klinische Psychologie, clinical psychology. Klinisch, the I is long, klinisch. As master, so it's pronounced like an ah, it's a long ah sound. There's no S on the end. So ich studiere klinische Psychologie als Master, and they've adopted the English word as German likes to do. It likes to adopt lots of English words. Das dauert insgesamt ein Jahr lang, und ich muss noch 6 Monate lang studieren. So das dauert, that lasts. Insgesamt, in total, insgesamt, ein Jahr lang. Now you say lang, ein Jahr lang, for a length of 1 year. We tend to leave that out in English, but in German you say it. Und ich muss noch 6 Monate lang studieren. Same again, 6 Monate lang. Stress on Monat, 6 Monate lang. Monat, der Monat, the month, comes from the word moon, der Mond. So, next, ich gehe zu recht wenigen Vorlesungen. I go to very few lectures. So, recht wenigen. You could say sehr, but she uses recht. Ich gehe zu Vorlesungen. Another very important word there. Only 2 letters, but very important. It's the preposition zu. Ich gehe zu recht wenigen Vorlesungen. I go to very few lectures. Aber ich muss sehr viel selber lesen. Sehr viele Hausaufgaben, sorry, I said Hausaufgaben, Hausarbeiten schreiben und eine Masterarbeit schreiben. So, yeah, she's got to read, do homework, I suppose, writing at home, essays, you might say. Arbeit can cover various types of tasks that you have to do for the course. Und eine Masterarbeit schreiben and a master's thesis, we would call it, translate it in English. Vorlesung, die Vorlesung. And the way she pronounces Vorlesung, that's, it sounds like more like Vorlesung, but it's actually for this. See if we can find it.
Ich gehe zu recht wenigen Vorlesungen. Ich gehe zu recht wenigen Vorlesungen.
Vorlesungen. Yeah, it sounds like Vorlesung, but if you listen closely, it's Vorlesungen. Okay, she finishes off then. Wenn ich fertig bin, habe ich einen Masterabschluss in der klinischen Psychologie. So it's Masterabschluss, a master's Abschluss. Very, very important word this in German education, because it's der Abschluss, it's the completion, the closing off literally of your course of study. It's used where in English you might say a degree. What is your degree? Was ist dein Abschluss? So the Abschluss is the degree or the qualification, you could say, in der klinischen Psychologie. So we use the article there. In English you say in clinical psychology. In German it's in der klinischen Psychologie. And the other important grammatical point to notice here is that she doesn't use the future tense. In English, you would say, when I'm finished, I will have. But in German, you can just say, have I have. Wenn ich fertig bin, habe ich. And of course, it's habe ich, because we have this sentence or this phrase here, wenn ich fertig bin. Then the verb has to come next, because the verb comes second, or you could say in the middle of the German sentence. So, wenn ich fertig bin, habe ich einen Masterabschluss in der klinischen Psychologie. So, just to summarize then. So that's the Überblick. Sie spricht über ihr Studium an der Universität Manchester. The new words and phrases. Klinisch, clinical, that related to die Klinik, which is hospital. Insgesamt, in total, die Vorlesung, the reading, literally the reading in front of the students, you could say. Vor is in front of, and Lesung is reading. Hausarbeiten, work that you have to complete at home. Der Abschluss, which is the completed course of study. For the Aussprache, pronunciation, Psychologie, with the P and the umlaut for the Y, say it again, Psychologie, klinische, clinical, klinische, Master, or Master, insgesamt, Monate, stress on Mon. Grammatik, yes, no future tense. She just uses the present. Ich habe, wenn ich fertig bin, habe ich. That's used very frequently to talk about things happening in the future. You just use the present tense. And then with the article, in der klinischen Psychologie. The Antwort und Fragen. Well, we've already done these Antworten und Fragen, but let's just do a quick one. So, wo studiert sie? Yeah, wo studiert sie? Sie studiert an der Universität Manchester. Was studiert sie? Sie studiert klinische Psychologie. And just one more question. Was hat sie, wenn sie fertig ist? What has she got when she's finished? So what's the answer? Sie hat einen Masterabschluss in der klinischen Psychologie. Übersetzung, translate. We don't need to translate all of it, it's pretty straightforward. But there's one longer paragraph, let's just translate that. Any points arising? Ich gehe zu recht wenigen. That's kind of slightly unexpected use of that word recht, which is like compared to right in English. It was right few, as I went to right few, it sounds almost like Lancashire dialect. Ich muss sehr viel selber lesen, that's straightforward. Sehr viele Hausaufgaben. Now put it down, they've translated it. This is Google Translate, by the way. They've translated it as homework. Homework. And I write a master's thesis. And write a master's thesis. Eine Masterarbeit. And finally, some sentences to translate back into German. I study psychology. How do we say it? Ich studiere Psychologie. That lasts 1 year, or 1 year long. Das dauert ein Jahr. I have to write a master's thesis. Ich muss eine Masterarbeit schreiben. And to finish, we'll have some personal questions. So I'll just give you the questions and you can think about them. Okay, here are the questions, persönliche Fragen. So, was hast du studiert? Wo hast du studiert? wie lange hat dein Studium gedauert. Okay, so, vielen Dank fürs Zuschauen. Das war's und bis zum nächsten Mal.